Batch Korea.
Batch Korea?
Batch.
Sounded like he had like salt water in the back of his throat. Batch Korea.
Salt water taffy.
Some big shit. Peanut butter.
So I think the next in line for the title is Batch Korea.
Until she got kicked in the face.
Yeah, that happened. All right, let's...
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready
for this. Okay, take a seat. Here we go. Literally, quit standing.
Ooh, yeah, 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 we're back in Adam, episode,
12!
Yeah, yeah, so we're getting so, like, up there, I can't even count that high
anymore. So up there, all 12 weeks.
Oh, man.
That's 3 months.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I keep saying every week, we are getting deep in the MMA game.
We're out here.
We are so respected out here, son.
You know what we didn't even talk about? How deep we are, you mentioned it last week. We never talked about how we could get paid for this.
Yeah, yeah. They made a actual MMA journalist union. So look out for your boys, man. I mean, seriously, watch out.
Might be getting
catch us at Fight Week next year, just in like
International Fight
fucking
Week.
Nike jumpsuits with ANA embroidered across the chest of them, and my face across the booty cheeks.
Is that how you know you made it?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have the hat on, too, with the gold chains. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It's about to be popping.
So, I'm thinking I could get Paul to play that intro, and then we won't ever get, like, copyright sued or anything.
Just have him do
Paul
it live.
Paul used to be in a metal band.
Just have him do it live.
Just record. Like Lousy Weather Main Show. He made that. You know the intro that... Lousy Media Main Show. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Anyway, so we had a weekend of fights. This is it's a little different for us. We're recording on a Monday right now.
Yeah, this is our first time ever doing that.
Right, we're getting out of off pace here.
Funky Monday.
That's right. We had fights to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, we did. We didn't do our job last night.
Yeah, we had to report.
Yeah.
On the dues, but there was two fight cards this week.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the first one that happened.
Okay, so the very first one, Bellator 180. So this one was getting really hyped up to be pretty much the biggest fight card in the year, they said.
Wait. The biggest fight card of the year for Bellator?
So, no, in general, so far.
Just in MMA.
In MMA.
Man, ballsy statement.
But Bellator really thought that they had a feather in their cap on this one. They really thought that this was going to be the one. You know, there's been some bad news, I guess you'd say, surrounding the UFC.
Real bad news.
Exactly. So they thought that they could steal the limelight, the spotlight, if you will.
True.
But not for $55, I don't think they did.
No, I didn't have $55. No.
Well, Casey Best did, and he sure bought it.
Nice.
So I got to watch it over there with little Vittles.
Shout out to Vittles.
So, Toad Sage skateboarding and all that. He might sponsor us, so I might be doing that a lot.
Yeah, sponsor us. $10.
Yeah, $10. Don't be money.
Come through.
Anywho, so it was a decent card though. There was two title fights.
Yeah, yeah.
There was some odd controversy surrounding. I feel like anyone that goes to Madison Square Garden, like, you're not gonna have a perfect night there.
Yeah, you should just take like 4 strips of acid before you go to Madison Square Garden every single time. They should hand acid out at the door at Madison Square Garden.
Well, I meant the promotions, but we can go that route too. So there was some gross, you hippie. So I'm going to Badfish, bro. Are you going to Badfish? Get out of here.
Some shroomies.
Get a job, you
shroom
hippie.
Caps and hash bricks.
Okay. So they got Mike Goldberg to do some commentary.
Goldberg.
Goldie Gold is back on the mic. I was hyped for this.
Killing shit.
I was like, dude, this is what I need. But I think it's a win for them because he did, like, you know, all the commentary for the prelims.
Yep.
And, you know, it was so good to hear him. Everything else is virtually identical. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So it was really good to hear that again. And I thought he did good, and I thought that it was a win for them because people tuning in to the prelims, which are on Spike, Channel 30, they'll be like, oh, wow, I remember when this guy used to be on Channel 30. Like, oh, I'm going to watch this and see. Is this what I used to watch back in the day?
Right.
So it's a familiar face, so I feel like that was a win for them. Starting from... I don't know. I didn't watch.
Let's do a quick little rundown until the fights we want to talk about. Hugh McKenna defeated John Salgado via Kimura in the first round. Matt Rizzo at a catchweight of 130 defeated Sergio Da Silva via arm triangle choke in the third round. Anthony Giacchina. That's how it would be said. Giacchina.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Jerome Mickle got submitted with a rear naked choke in the third round. And then Bradley Desir defeated Nate Greb with a little punch to the jawski. And then the natural son, baby natural, Ryan Couture.
Yeah.
Went out there and handily won a nice decision over Haim Ghazali.
Handily.
Yeah. Yeah, handily. That was a unanimous decision. And then women's MMA's newest biggest thing,
so they say,
other than Cynthia Calvillo, because you know ain't nobody fucking with Cynthia Calvillo.
Not at all.
No. Heather Hardy defeated Alice Yager. Heather Hardy's a pretty baller ass boxer. She's nice with the hands and shit.
She looked good.
Yeah, she got a TKO in the right before the fight was about to end. She got a TKO.
Good for her.
Yeah, and then Bellator's Conor McGregor, James Gallagher, defeated old-ass Lyoto Machida's big brother, Chinzo Wrinkle Boy Machida, via rear naked choke, first round. And then we had a championship fight on the...
prelim headliner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that's just some weird fucking shit that Bellator does.
So do you think that... Yeah, well, I mean, they needed something to sell that. So do you think that these guys... hit their respective glass ceilings in the UFC, Phil Davis and Ryan Bader? Or do you think that they just kind of realized, I'm not going to win a belt here, I'm going to go elsewhere? Which I guess would be the same thing as a glass ceiling.
I don't have enough knowledge on either situation to comment on that.
They were both like top 10, like always a bridesmaid, never the bride type deal.
There could have been a lot of reasons they left.
That's true. Anyway... Phil Davis worked his way up to a... Thanks. Phil,
sorry. I really did need to clean my throat.
Okay, fair enough. Worked his way up to a title shot previously. And Ryan Bader coming in, they thought that would be a really good rematch because they already fought once.
Yeah.
Bader won by unanimous decision in the UFC. I believe that was at one of the fight nights years ago. I think it was like 2014, 2015 maybe.
Yeah. Do you know who Phil Davis's last loss was to?
Was it Johnson?
It was Ryan Bader.
Really?
Fun fact, yeah.
Wow. I thought he lost in the UFC.
It was in the UFC.
Yeah, but like to someone else, like another guy.
Yeah. Do you want to guess who that was?
Was it Ryan Bader?
Yeah, but do you want to guess who else it was?
I got nothing. Go ahead.
Rumble Johnson, because you said it the first time, turd boy.
Thanks.
And then he also lost to Rashad Evans.
Second guessing myself. Anyway, so Ryan Bader came back, kind of a boring fight towards the middle. They were getting booed a lot. I mean, they're striking. It was just so evenly matched. When you put two wrestlers in there, it's basically a boxing match that they're not the best boxers. Ryan Bader did edge out the split decision, though. Yeah. So he wins his first professional championship. Good for him. Yeah. I like Ryan Bader.
Yeah.
I've liked him for years.
Yeah, so he is now the... official light heavyweight champion of Bellator.
Good for him. Darth.
I mean, he went out on two wins. He was on a headlining. He headlined his last UFC fight, you know, against Antonio Rogério Nogueira. I just love saying his name. he also beat Ilir Latifi before that, you know. So, I mean, Bader's still out here. Watch out for Darth.
And now he's the champ. So, good for him.
And then...
Oh, actually, fun fact, he was supposed to fight King Mo for his, you know, first fight in Bellator, but Mo had an injury, so they were like, all right, well, we'll give you the champ.
Nice.
Yeah. So moving on to the main card. For $55, I don't know. I think they have to start selling pay-per-views at some point. Can you Google what the buys were? I'm curious what the number was. They have to start selling cards at some point. They can't just make money off sponsorships. There's no way that fighters are going to come from the UFC making thousands of dollars to make this little sponsorship money in Bellator. That they can't match up to that. So they have to start selling fights. This was their attempt at that, and it wasn't the worst. But New York State Athletic Commission is just not ready. they're not ready for this.
Nope. So, excuse me. The prelims averaged
Can you read?
Yeah, I'm just confused here.
You need my glasses?
No. It's 900,000 people, but
what about the
that's
main?
Just the prelims, I guess.
Oh, the main card doesn't have
it. Doesn't. I'm just trying to find here. It doesn't say.
Oh, well. We'll look it up later. Anyway, the first fight. One of the top MMA prospects, which I guess Bellator signed him in like 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure why. But anyway, his very first fight. He's 20 years old. Aaron Pico. One of the top.
You're just going to totally ignore performance of the night.
What was that?
Douglas Lima.
We're not. This was the first fight.
Douglas Lima.
What?
Douglas Lima.
We're not there yet.
Douglas Lima was the first fight.
Are you sure? Because this has Pico.
Bah.
Did you watch this?
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Actually, I didn't get to see this one. I had to look it up later. we'll start with this.
Go ahead.
Prospect, Pico. Go ahead. Tell me about Pico.
All right, so I was all hyped up on Pico, you know what I'm saying? I was talking all that shit.
Pico de Gallo.
Saying that Pico was going to knock people out and choke people out and shit. So this man comes out, you know. I feel like as soon as that bell rang, all that swag just melted off of his body. And then he walked out there, you know, felt it out. Uppercut. Boom. Dropped his ass.
Uppercut
right?
From hell.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And then this man, Zach Freeman, just somehow pulls off a guillotine.
Turn it into a darce.
Yeah. Like, 20, Aaron Pico.
24 seconds.
Yeah, so Aaron Pico. He was not ready. With the most disappointing, you know.
Debut.
But, I mean, he you know, has a bright future. I still think, you know, you can't count this man out, obviously.
No.
Duh. So, I mean, he has a bright future. He needs to go back in the gym and obviously work a couple kinks out. And
everyone thought this was going to be a wash for that Zach Freeman, but he was actually a title holder in the organization that he came from before this.
Nice.
So
cool.
Nothing to play with. He might be one to watch out for.
For shizzle.
He's 9-2. Pico starts out his career at 0-1.
For shizzle.
So then we move on to, I think this was the third one. No, it wasn't. Anyway, Douglas Lima versus Lorenz Larkin. Lorenz Larkin, a very good striker from the UFC. I'm pretty sure he left on a 3-fight win streak. I don't know why he left. Maybe contract negotiations weren't going his way. So he found a home in Bellator. And Douglas Lima, one of their best multi-weight fighters.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
for a couple years now.
Man, he's one of Bellator's best fighters. He's been with them for so long, since 2011.
He's legit.
His only two losses in Bellator have came against Ben Askren and Andrei Korshkov, and those are not too bad losses to have.
No.
I mean, he's one of the best welterweights in the world, man. He's great.
Yeah, pieced up Larkin to a decision unanimously.
Yeah.
So
his last three wins came against Paul Daly, and then he won the championship back from Korishkov, who beat him. So he beat the dude who beat him, and then, you know, just beat Lorenz Larkin. So I think maybe Korishkov 3? That'd be pretty dope.
Ooh, we'll see. We will see in the future. I think Lorenz Larkin has still got some fight in him, though. He'll be good.
Yeah.
Good for Bellator. All right, so then we move. So then things start to get a little weird.
A little weird.
a little weird. This one kind of surprised me.
Yep. Michael Chandler went Bambi legs on us.
Ooh.
So what was it that injured him?
I believe it was a kick that he tried to block, and he stepped and rolled his ankle
Okay.
several times.
Okay.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
He just couldn't even put just any bounced on it. Yeah, no, you could tell. I thought when I initially seen it, I thought he tried to check a kick and he broke his kneecap because his knee just looked like it wasn't in the right spot. But I wasn't looking at his ankle that he kept just rolling every time he'd put weight on it. Yep. Brent Primus instantly noticed this. Oh, yeah, and just got right on him. Now this is what I don't agree. The referee stopped it. Why? It's not a cut.
Yeah,
he was still fighting. He actually knocked down Brent Primus, and I do believe that if this injury never happened, that Chandler would have came out with the W on that one.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
But yeah, he couldn't put any weight on his leg, so the referee did jump in and save him. But the weirdest thing of the night, okay, and I wish I could like find a gif of this. I'm sure I will somewhere. Michael Chandler's sitting on his stool. The doctors are checking out his leg, you know, rubbing it down, whatever. So he stands up to protest. He's like, this is ridiculous. He stands up. He's like, come on, I can walk around fine. Goes to sit back down and whoop.
Where'd your chair go?
Stool's not there anymore.
Where'd your chair go?
Michael Chandler fell on his butt.
Straight on the pooper. That was funny.
Right on the pooper.
Definitely a good laugh.
I saw that live. That shit had me dying.
Yo, Michael Chandler, I hope you get back out there, my man, because this man, Brett Primus, is unbeaten and the new champion of the lightweight division.
I'm calling for a rematch, but Brett Primus was cheering, and it's like, you didn't really win that. Like, he had an injury. You didn't. I don't even think he caused it, to be honest. I think
Brett Primus should have been sad.
Yeah, I guess.
Should have been sad that he won.
A win is a win, I guess, but not.
Where do I find this guy? Who is
what? I don't know. So Chandler takes the loss. I think they should do a rematch right away whenever his ankle stops.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Supports him again.
Yeah.
So we will see in the future. Moving on. Look, oh, main event. This
no,
one.
No.
No?
No, it wasn't. This was the third fight.
What? What am I missing?
You're missing one.
Oh, I think that one was like done earlier in the night, but like it wasn't on the main card. But like then, they
bro,
went
that
back.
Was the co-main event.
Yeah, but look.
All right, and then the third fight of the, before the main event was
one of the Gracies. No? What do you mean?
The co-main event was Neiman Gracie. It wasn't Fedor.
No, I think they just threw that in there to like stall
time.
No,
that's really how the fight happened.
That's how I watched it, but I think they like put it in there for time. Time constraints. You tell me.
You're right, Slim.
A Gracie is going to be there instead of
all of our fans Fatal? Are just like, damn, Slim is fucking up right now.
You know what? I'm sleepy. I'm pretty tired.
But go ahead. Let's talk about this Gracie. Gracie fight.
So, Neiman Gracie, correct?
Yes.
Is his first name?
Neiman.
I think he's 32, 31?
He is 28.
28, okay. One of the few Gracies left to still do mixed martial arts fighting.
Neiman Gracie Stambowski. That's really...
The big Stambowski. his uncle, I believe it's his uncle, Hoyce Gracie was in attendance right there watching him and put on a great performance. His hands looked great. Obviously, on the ground, he's, you know, a Gracie. So
right.
He did exactly what he needed to do.
Yep, he went out there and got himself that choke. He has now won 4 Bellator fights in a row. I mean, he's won 6 fights in a row, but 4 Bellator fights in a row. He was in World Series of Fighting before that, so, I mean, he's been in some legit fighting organizations out here choking people out.
Might be ready for a belt. It's belt time.
I don't know about all that, but he is
good. I got a 32-inch waist.
He has won 5 of his 6 fights by submission, though. Only one of them ever went to decision.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean,
he looks nice, super man. Good. Yeah, he looks super good.
Neiman Gracie, kind of out there in the welterweight Bellator division.
One to watch out for.
Yeah, and then my most disappointing thing of the night, my hero, the man who I first started watching when I started just dabbling in this MMA stuff.
That's deep.
Fedor, man, went in there and
the last emperor.
Oh man, the double knockdown happened. The rare elusive double knockdown.
I was so happy they brought this fight together again. When it got canceled the first time, I was devastated.
Yeah,
I really wanted to see that. But Matt Matreon got rid of his kidney stones, all 28 of them.
He looks like a kidney stone.
This is a ball of caffeine.
So, yeah, there was a double knockdown, and then Meathead pretty much recovered faster.
Yeah.
Got on top of Fedor and then landed some nice shots on the top. Fedor went limp and ended up getting it called.
How many losses is that for Fedor?
What, just like in general in his career?
No, in a row.
Oh, in a row? Nah, you're about to make me.
No, I think he went. I think he actually went outside of.
I mean, that he won his last. He was on a five win streak before this.
That's
and then he was on a three fight losing streak before that to Dan Henderson, Bigfoot Silva, and Fabricio.
That's right.
But, I mean, dude, it's freaking Fedor. Oh, my gosh. Fedor was such a savage, bro. He only had one loss. It was his fifth fight he had a loss, which he had fought in the same day. Yeah. And then he got knocked out.
Was that in Pride?
It was a doctor's stoppage. Rings, King of the Kings.
Oh.
King so of maybe Kings. That was Pride. I don't know. Yeah, King of Kings.
Fair enough.
And then, that's wild, man.
Fedor is the GOAT. One of the best heavyweights.
He was
ever.
31-1 until he went on that three-fight losing streak.
Yeah, that's nuts. I don't know what happened.
31-1, bro. That is crazy.
Everyone thought he was going to crush Dan Henderson, and Dan showed him up.
Yeah. Well,
proved that he's one of the best also.
What about when Fedor submitted him in 1 minute?
Yeah, and that was in Pride, right? Back in the day.
That was Strikeforce.
Oh, I thought they... never mind. I'm full of nothing today. I got nothing. You're leading this show.
I dragged you out here.
Dragged me out of bed. Here I am. It's Monday. That's my problem. Sunday is usually like my, I got the day off. I'm going to go do a podcast. No, today I worked freaking 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. I was super sleepy. Mm-hmm. And now here we are. Anyway, the show must go on.
Yo, time out. Yo. On my way home today, I'm driving, right?
Okay.
Schmerkin to Barrow.
Right.
And then I'm going around this bend on 77, and a little car pops out in front of me. I'm in the fast lane, bro, going like 78, okay approximately.
Okay.
Little car just pops out of the like little yellow lane to the left of the fast lane, pops out going like 20 miles per hour, okay? So I slam on my brakes. Thank God nobody was behind me because they would have smashed into my shit. So we start going a little bit. I let this guy pick up some speed in front of me. Bro, this man's hood flew off of his fucking car.
What?
And whizzed past my fucking truck.
Oh my God.
I just got my truck back. We've heard the stories about my truck, man. I just almost lost the transmission in that bitch. And then I got a fucking hood flying across my shit. Oh my God, bro.
Jesus, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Where did it go?
Next to me. Just into the lane. Yeah. And then I just watched a bunch of cars swerve around, and I was like, that's not my problem. Swerve past dude and bounce.
Did you like look at him? Like, what was his reaction?
I looked at the inside of his car. Honestly, I was looking at under his hood when that happened.
My God.
So yeah, I mean, what the fuck? I totally forgot to tell you about that. I called Taylor right away. Like, yo, I love you.
Count your blessings.
Right, man. But anyways, we had a
Meathead 3-0 now in Bellator. I think he's gonna need to get a bell after this.
Meathead, champion of Bellator.
Dude,
he just looks like the champion of Bellator. That's perfect. That's perfect. He should
be. Oh, my God. I like Meathead. I don't know. He's cool to me.
Yeah, he's whatever.
Anyway, one of the most not mismatched, but I didn't need to see this fight, I guess.
Nobody wanted to see this fight. It should have been like... This should have been the...
co-main event.
This should have been the...
Prelim headline.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, Chael Sonnen talking his trash made his way up.
Getting flipped off by Tito before the fight even happened. Tito was just, like, on the side, just talking mad shit, flipping him off and shit.
That.
And then Chael was all sad, crying about it after. He shouldn't be doing that. He beat me, and now he's abusing me.
Aw.
Shut the fuck up,
the trash
up, Chael.
Talker can't take it.
Yeah.
Aw. Anywho. Chael Sonnen, Vandalay hasn't fought since 2013. Conor McGregor's entire UFC career has unfolded since the time that Vandalay has retired and now is fighting again.
Yeah, they have one fight between the two of them in the last 3.5 years before this.
That's wild.
One fight.
And it was Chael's, right?
Yes, against Tito Ortiz.
That's wild.
super wild.
So this is...
So nobody wants to see it again, please.
No,
please.
But Vanderlei did say that he felt the hunger again. You know, he felt good. Mm. He missed being in the cage. So I would like to see Vanderlei again. Chael Sonnen came out and did exactly what Chael Sonnen needed to do. His power double legs are unmatched, unstoppable. I don't know anyone that can stop a takedown from Chael Sonnen, really, other than like a John Jones type thing.
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, I don't know. I don't.
He did exactly what he needed to do. He pounded out Vanderlei. Vanderlei was upset. He actually pushed Chael when Chael was getting interviewed in the cage. He pushed him on his way out, and it was like, "Dude, don't be a sore loser. You're like, you work on your takedown defense. You've been fighting for how long? You really think Chael Sonnen's going to stand and bang with you? You're fucking Vanderlei. He did knock Chael down. I don't know.
Yo, looking at Vanderlei's just record in his last like 10 fights, it's wild.
Oh, he's fought everybody.
Yo, he's like, his last 12 fights, he has 8 losses and 4 wins.
Damn.
He beat, but look at these people he's fought. Chael Sonnen, and then before in the UFC, before he left, he fought Brian Stann, Rich Franklin, Kung Lee, Chris Lieben, Mike Bisping,
the Crippler.
Rich Franklin, Quentin Jackson, Keith Jardine, Chuck Liddell, Dan Henderson, and then Mirko Krokop. Straight like that.
Damn.
Right.
That's quite the list.
Right. That's like everybody who was fighting in the UFC then. That's awesome.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, so, I mean, Vanderlei, I don't know. You know, keep this Legends thing going, I guess. It's always a sellable thing when you put two legends in the ring, you know. I'll always be willing to watch it, so.
Of course.
I don't know about making it the headlining fight, especially on a card like this. But I mean, it's a cool idea, and I dig it. So they can keep doing something with like something like that. But
will I pay $50 again for it? Probably not.
Oh no, baby.
Oh no, baby. What are you doing?
Right. So yeah, that was Bellator 180. It was pretty cool. I think I'm kind of with the Bellator wave.
Are they going to steal the UFC's thunder? No.
No, not right now, at least.
Are they putting themselves in a position where they're legitimate competitors? Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, they're definitely top three in the world. MMA.
Yeah.
Promotions.
I miss Strikeforce. Did you ever watch Strikeforce fights back in the day?
I wasn't hip to... I mean, I've watched the fights, yeah, but I wasn't hip now, to Strikeforce.
Now, when you go back and look at like the matchups they made, you're like, wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Like, Jake Shields and... who'd he fight?
When the Diaz brawl happened?
Yeah, with, what was his name? The dude that was on Bully Beatdown? Jim Miller? I think it was Jim Miller, wasn't it?
Not Jim Miller, no.
No.
His
last name's Miller.
Who was dude from Bully Beatdown? Bully Beatdown. Hey, Bully Beatdown.
That show was all right, but he wasn't that good, like, in the cage. Like, he always got beat down.
Oh, you want to go ahead and say that my man Jason Mayhem Miller
Jason
isn't good
Miller.
In the cage? Hey, have you ever seen his interview with Ariel Helwani?
Which one?
The one where he, like, freaked the fuck out and, like, ran, like, down the street, and Ariel, like, stopped the interview and was, like, chasing him. And
what?
Like, I'm so sorry.
No?
Yeah.
I gotta look that up. Nice. Anywho, Strikeforce was cool back in the day. So that was Bellator 180.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. The reason we didn't podcast yesterday. UFC Fight Night 112.
Oh, yeah.
Chiesa versus Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Really decent card.
Mm-hmm.
Again, back to back, 2 days in a row. I love UFC summertime. It's a great
For
feeling.
For sure. It's always fun.
Actually, just MMA summertime in general, really.
No fight of the night performance last night.
Not a one.
Nope.
Really?
Couple performance of the nights. 4, to be exact. The first one was handed out to Jeremy Kimball, who defeated Josh Stansberry via TKO.
Stansberry.
That was a Josh Stansberry show. Got knocked out round one, 121 in. So Jeremy Kimball got a performance of the night for that. And after that, Tony Martin defeated Johnny... I just want to call him Johnny Cage so bad. Like, I feel like he should just have like shades on punching people in the nuts. But
right.
Johnny Case got murked, unanimous decision, 29s up. So Tony Martin moves up in the lightweight division.
Then
Slim, where are you right now?
What do you mean?
There's just crickets over there. I'm over here talking to myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see these.
Over here conversating with myself.
Sorry. Jared Gordon, round two, defeated Michael Quinones.
Nice, 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 nice. It's rare Slim pronounced something so correctly. Boom, there's the
there
Slim.
There it is. So,
correct pronunciation bell.
Round two TKO, and that ended the fight pass prelims.
Yeah, which I actually had. You know how I told you I didn't have the fight pass? I just like randomly clicked my UFC shit, and I don't know. Maybe I did sign up.
I think they have it on autopay, so like you gotta like literally turn that shit off.
I just signed up for 1 month.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Cool.
But yeah. Moving on to the first fight of the preliminary card.
Preliminary
card.
Daryl Horcher beat Devin Powell.
Shout out to Daryl Horcher for coming back after almost dying in a motorcycle accident 13 months ago.
Right.
Like a fucking wild crash. My man comes back 13 months later, pulls off the split decision dub.
You called this fight too.
I did. Yeah, Devin Powell. Devin Powell got the win in this one, or got the L in this one.
Yeah.
And then moving on to the women's strawweight division, Carla Esparza went ahead and defeated Marina Moros. Decision unanimous. That was 30-27, 29-28, 29-28. Carla Esparza is nice, man.
Yeah,
she's a good fighter. She's very technical. I like watching her. Honestly, she's one of the best in the strawweight division. For the women's.
Right.
And then my man's, the Italian stallion, Marvin Vittori. Pulled off a nice dub over Vitor Miranda. Decision unanimous. That was 29-28 and then 30-27 two times. So Marvin Vittori, I don't know if you've ever seen him, but he is a straight muscle bob.
I do see that.
Yeah, he's good, man. You should check him out. He's pretty good.
He's one to watch out for.
I think he's like the best Italian fighter.
What weight is that?
That's middleweight.
Middleweight, cool.
Dope. And then Clay the Carpenter, bro.
Wow.
Out of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's back.
How old is he? Let me check this real quick.
I think he's 38.
How old is my man Clay? 35.
That's
man.
It? I thought he was older. He's been in the game for so long.
Damn.
Dude. If you look at his fight list, it's insane.
Clay Guida is...
The Carpenter, bro.
Been in the game for
But
so
Eric Coach
long.
Is no pushover.
No.
Clay Guida did have... Almost two whole rounds worth of control, though, and landed 133 strikes. Coach landed 17.
That's crazy.
Damn. That's nuts.
Yo, Clay Guida has like five fights where like his stats aren't applicable. They don't know what round it ended. They don't know like none of that. No times, anything.
Well, that's wild.
Damn. This man, Clay Guida, was fighting... Bro, he fought at MMA Mexico Day 2. What the fuck is MMA Mexico Day 2? Like, he was literally fighting in backyard promotions.
You got me.
Doing fucking backflips off of ropes and shit.
That's what he does.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what he does.
That's why I like you, Clay Guida.
The Carpenter. So that was the prelims.
Yeah, it was.
FS2! The first fight of the night on the main card...
I was talking so much shit about Dennis Seaver, and then he came out here and got the win, man, over BJ.
Dennis Seaver
who
played...
looked like a BJ. He
dude.
But...
What is up with BJ, man? There's two fights in a row where he just literally stunned.
38.
Okay.
16-12.
Dennis Seaver's 38.
Yeah, Dennis Seaver's like 20-something and 11, so...
Records don't matter. BJ's a former champ. Twice.
Yeah, because he went
welterweight
on a
and lightweight.
He went on a little tear for a little bit, yeah, but really, really, what has BJ done?
Dude, really? What? He was two-time champ. Two-division
bro,
champ.
Bro, he's lost five fights in a row.
Yeah, lately he's not been himself, but I'm saying, like, in the past, BJ was the shit.
His last 10 fights,
You don't know vintage BJ. We're going to sit down, we're going to watch some fight pass.
His last 10 fights, he is 2-7-1.
Yikes. Yeah, he's not been the best lately.
But I mean, granted,
he needs to hang up the Spurs.
Why has he fought Frankie Edgar like 20 times? Because
they
life?
Went. I think they went to a draw.
Jeez.
Once. Or no,
why
it was like
Frankie,
super close.
Frankie Edgar's beat him three times.
Yeah.
Who wants to see Frankie Edgar just beating this man up?
Well,
three
him
times?
And Gray Maynard fought twice too. Frankie Edgar's the man of rematches. I'm pretty sure he fought Benson Henderson twice also.
BJ Penn had his first. Career fight in the UFC. That's awesome.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's been the GOAT since like UFC was still in double digits.
The GOAT? Relax.
Well, All right, maybe not that far, buddy. One of the best, anyway. Yeah. Pioneer. Did not look good at all. Mm-mm. He did stun Dennis Seaver in round two with a bomb.
Yeah, he won that round two. I gave him that round two.
I did not.
Had him losing all of them?
Because then Dennis fell down, he jumped on him, and just sat there. He put his arm between Dennis Seaver's legs for what? What was your game plan with that? Where are you going with that?
Mm.
And just sat there. No answer for anything Dennis Seaver had.
Yeah, well, Dennis Seaver's stand-up game was great.
It looked awesome. His boxing, dude.
The way he was throwing all those different types of just combinations and different types of strikes, mixing it up so well. I mean, he looked great.
His boxing looked great. It was on point. Oh, never mind. I'll get into that later. Anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, BJ Penn does not look like himself, so he should probably hang it up. I'm going to say.
Maybe get one more win and then quit.
Where's he going to get it? He stepped down in competition with Dennis Seaver and couldn't put anything together with that.
Yeah, well, you need to just take a feel-good win and bounce. I mean, shit, give him a fucking scrub.
Someone making their
debut.
Feed
him a scrub.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Shit, I got to fight BJ? Yeah, okay.
Tim Dirty Bird Means got the win over Alex Meathead Garcia.
Yeah, no one had Means winning this fight, really. It was all Garcia. He was the favorite.
Alex Garcia looks like a loaf of bread that started lifting weights.
Just the heel of the bread.
If it was, like, on steroids.
Damn. Well, what does Tim Means look like?
Nasty. Like, he lives in Springfield or something. Like...
Oh.
Yo.
Tim looked good, though. He was fighting long because he was the taller guy.
His boxing was good, as always. So
throwing them kicks.
Stayed active. Got the win over Alex Garcia, who just couldn't seem to get in there and really find a good groove against him.
Good for him.
In the light heavyweight division, we got a nice little new name out there.
Up-and-comer. This was performance of the night.
Yeah, Dominic the Devastator Reyes, who got into the UFC, as previously mentioned, from a viral head kick. So, I mean, yo, if you're out here putting people on World Star, you might just,
Might just get a contract.
Might get a little contract in the UFC, you know what I'm saying?
Might get that call.
Slumped Joachim Christensen with the nicest straight left. Literally punched him into a ball on the cage. It was
twice.
Just beautiful.
And then he didn't even know whether he should continue, but the ref did not stop it, so he continued.
Yeah, yeah. So, light heavyweight division's got a new face in it, and its name is Dominic Reyes.
Not even 30 seconds.
Yeah, man. Wow. A quick debut for Dominic Reyes. I'm excited to see what he can do against a little bit of a step up in competition.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll see. And then we had Felice Herrig defeating Justine Poopy Butt Kish. you could take this one for a minute.
Felice,
I got jokes on this one. I got mad jokes. I got so many jokes on this fight.
All right, cool. So Felice Herrig really just owned this whole fight. She, again, won almost two entire rounds of control. 9 minutes and 22 seconds of control. Got 2 out of 5 takedowns and landed 131 strikes to Kish's 50. She looked just dominant overall. Looked great. Kish didn't have an answer for anything. And Herrig had her in a death choke.
How did Justine Kish not tap out? We were freaking out.
I was like, dude.
We were freaking out.
Ugh.
Oh my God. I'm sorry to cut off this podcast, but the Indians were losing like 9-2. It is now 9-10.
Stay tuned for Monty and the MLB cast.
Yeah, I'm about to have sports shows on deck.
Way to go, Indians. Anyway, go ahead.
What? Are you just not going to talk about Justine Kish's poopy butt? Is that my job? All right, so Justine Kish, as previously mentioned, was getting the life freaking just choked out of her, literally getting her head squeezed off.
Ouch.
So, Justine Kish was thinking, how do I get out of this? So she put a nice little tilt on her head, and she shit her pants.
Ooh.
She shit her pants. And I think that's what got her out of the. I think that's what got her out of it.
I think Felice
had that grip, and then Justine was like, "Damn, I'm not sweaty enough." Let one out, bro, and just slid right out of that. Ooh. Felice was probably like, "Oh, what the fuck? This is on my knee."
Luckily, it was the third round that happened.
It was like the very end of the fight, so. Justine Kish soiled herself. Soiled it!
Soiled it!
Soiled it!
Soiled it!
It was pretty gnarly. I'm super down for chicks pooping on each other. I'm totally down for scat MA.
Scat MA.
Yo,
don't Google that one, kids.
Oh, okay. Oh, I also got another little funny, well, not funny. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it that way. Another little news clip here. So Felice Herrig,
yeah,
is saying that she doesn't think she's very promotable. She feels that the UFC doesn't find her as a promotable fighter because she's not pretty enough.
What? She's not bad.
Because she's not pretty and young enough. But, you know, Felice, when we were watching you fight, I commented on your cheeks. I thought the buns were looking fat.
Right. She's cute.
Maybe you should change your name to Felice Fat Booty Herrig. That'd be a dope ring name. What? Give me fat like the Bruce Buffer Felice Fat Booty Herrig intro. Hold on. Ready, go.
Introducing first. Fighting out of the blue corner. She is a... Oh, wait. What is she? Fuck. What is she? A well-rounded fighter fighting out of Chicago, Illinois. Felice! Nice buns, Herrig!
So Felice Fat Booty got the dub, and you'll forever now be Felice Fat Booty Herrig out here. Yo, Felice, I mean...
She's on a three-fight win streak.
Yo, if you feel like the UFC's not produced or promoting you enough because you're not, you know, young and beautiful, A&A MMA's got you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come out here. I promise. I mean, we'll throw you a couple bucks, throw on a bikini and some gloves, and take a picture in my mom's basement next to our old TV that's not even flat. It's still like the fat one, and it's like got fucked up shit. Yeah, I'll stick you on that. And then...
Why?
Why? I don't know. It's just kind of where I pictured all this going.
Okay. Because I take girls to my mom's basement.
Yo, I haven't smashed a girl in my mom's house in like 4 years now.
I still live at home, so mine was last week. So hey, Felice Herrig,
you heard it, mama.
Felice Herrig, come
Dad's
through.
Dad's listening to this like, damn it, Andrew.
Nah, he gives me fist
bumps.
You'd
be laying in that pipe, though.
he gives me the old fist bump.
Shit.
Felice Herrig, I think she'll be fine. She's on a 3-fight win streak. Her only loss in the UFC is to Paige VanZant.
You think she's going to get a little, maybe top 5 fight? She was ranked number 13 going into this. Also, the underdog going into this fight.
True.
So,
we'll see. We'll see. The remains to be seen.
Yo, who's backing into the house?
Might be old Bobbo.
Uh-oh. Everybody be quiet and walk out of the room.
No, I'm kidding. So, on the co-main event... Old can't cut weight to save his life, Johnny Hendricks.
Yo, Johnny Hendricks should just make the move straight to heavyweight.
Legit.
Yeah.
He might as well. He can walk around, eat whatever he wants, and then that'll be the end of it. Johnny Hendricks and Tim Bosch. I didn't really know how this would go. Tim Bosch, the Barbarian, is a former light heavyweight.
Bosch and Hose.
He's a dog. I've never doubted that, but yeah. Hendricks, you know, I thought he would really come through with that big right hand, but it was the big leg kick.
Head kick.
Yeah. Head kick, yeah.
The head kick with the leg.
Right. With the leg. The leg. The leg. That rocked Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah.
He stumbled back, and then he actually took a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Fell against the cage and took a knee, and Tim Bosch just got all over him and used his patented... Hold him with the left hand, uppercut him with the right hand. The Barbarian move.
Straight out of Don Fry's book.
Right.
Shout out to you, Boch and Hose. We love you, baby. Keep bringing it.
Boch looked great. Yeah. He's finished his last 4 fights in the UFC.
Man, he rocks, dude. He's an exciting fighter. He's one of the toughest outs in the UFC, dude.
Literally.
No pushover whatsoever.
Where does Hendricks go from here besides heavyweight?
Back to the kitchen.
Back to the kitchen?
Back to the kitchen.
What does that mean?
It's over for
like
him.
He can't serve anymore? He's a cook now?
It's over. Yeah, exactly. He needs to put in a chef job. He needs to put in an application at a chef job because it's over for Big Rig.
I don't know,
I don't
man.
See him doing anything else.
I don't want it to be over. I like Johnny Hendricks.
I do too. I just don't see it happening anymore.
He needs to get with a nutritionist and stay at 170.
Boy, you need some Slim Fast and some Rogaine.
He looks chubby, though.
Oh, I'm hollering on Johnny Hendricks. Don't slump me, please.
And some Rogaine. Jesus Christ.
Right, I'm hollering.
You were out here.
Right.
And you didn't talk about Bosch's hairline?
Yo, but at least Tim Bosch is just like, fuck it. My shit's peeled back and I don't even care.
Tim Bosch looking dominant at 185.
For sure.
So on to the main event. Don't talk about my mom!
Yeah.
Don't talk about my mom, bro!
You know, the funny thing is, like, after that, he talked about his mom, like, in the pre-fight thing.
Did he really?
Yeah, and then he talked about his mom in the post-fight thing.
My God,
so,
dude,
yo,
Kevin
right.
Lee, like, chill,
yo,
bro.
What do you mean? Michael Chiesa, chill. Quit talking about
your
mom.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. No, Michael, or Kevin Lee wasn't talking about his mom that much. Michael Chiesa just kept talking about his mom.
Oh, his mom?
Yeah, like,
oh,
shout
mama's
out,
boy.
I mean, yeah, like, shout out your mom, you know, once or twice or whatever, you know. I love my mom too, dog, but I'm not about to be talking about my mom every time I'm out here.
Yo, his Jesus. New tattoo, though. That fucking tiger on his side with the green. Bro, that shit is sick.
You about to get that?
Yeah, same one. Go to the artist, like, yo, give me this. Kevin Lee took Michael down.
Okay, so we already know what happened. You tell me your
all right, here's my perspective on this. Okay, so Michael went to get stand up. Kevin took the back, got the body triangle in, and, you know, was fighting for position, smut beating him up. He was landing some good shots being on his back. He did not do what Damian Maia did against Masvidal. He was landing some shots, peppering him up. He actually bruised up his face pretty good. So sinks in the choke. We're all like, oh my God, that's deep. Michael put his hands up, trying to pull Kevin Lee's hands off. And then all of a sudden, both of his hands come down. Mario Yamasaki, gotta love him, thinks he's out and stops the fight. Michael Chiesa instantly got up and cursed his name.
Oh, yeah.
Lost it to his home crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Kevin Lee. Michael says he wants an instant rematch. He said that was mm-hmm. that fight was stolen from him. He says Mario Yamasaki should never officiate again.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. This is not the first time. But Kevin Lee says there's no need to run it back because it would have just been two more rounds or four more rounds of me doing that. So, which I can maybe see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Chiesa is a slow starter, so I think he might have definitely pulled something else out. He's been in deep waters like that before.
It's happened several times where he... against much more accomplished grapplers.
Much. Joe Lozon.
Kevin. Yep.
Jim Miller.
Exactly.
Way better people.
Exactly. So I do see Chiesa's point to where, and Chiesa said he was looking up at the clock and then he relaxed because he was just going to let Kevin try to wear his arm out for 30 seconds.
Right. And then Kevin changed his palm position.
Which was a great move.
Right. And Chiesa said he was like just trying to like squeeze his neck down and like flex. I don't know, man. When I look at replays, when those arms drop, just the way he
but
did
still,
it.
But still, as a ref, aren't you supposed to grab their
yeah,
hand
just
and
like
lift it and make sure
move
that
it.
They're.
I don't know. Maybe Chiesa should have like seen him coming and throw thumbs
he
up real quick.
He said he did see him.
Yeah.
He said as soon as he saw him moving towards him, he knew it was about to happen.
Maybe he should have threw thumbs up. I don't know. I've seen people do that in a fight where they get caught in something. They're just like, oh, I'm cool. But yeah, what I've always seen is if he thinks someone's out, he's going to come over, he's going to lift your arm up. If your arm falls back down on its own, you're out. And then he stopped the fight.
Right.
But I don't know, man. This is not a good call. Yep. Horrible stoppage to the main event.
My man's Yamasaki, what are you doing, my friend? I do understand the pressures of being the guy in there that's not fighting. I do understand that it's hard to make a decision when all these people are watching you, but my man, what the fuck are you doing on a consistent basis to where the You are fucking up these events.
You're
you are
literally up people's lives
ruining
and careers.
These events, Mario Yamasaki.
It's not even about
all refs,
that. It's
all refs. Don't make me go on another whole MMA.
An MMA tangent. Yeah. I tried to pick up where you left off. I don't know what I did. I hit something. Something happened.
Sorry, slim technical difficulties.
Second week in a row, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Daddy Sean sit in his chair, and he's going to run our shit, and we're going to be on the other side of the table.
I'm relaxed now. I don't
Okay. Feel well, here's what Dana White had to say the next day about the ref. Mario Yamasaki does it again. This guy is more concerned with doing this dumbass heart bullshit than ref in the fight.
Fuck your heart.
Steals a great moment from Lee or let Mike fight it or tap. Nobody gives a shit. You can make a heart with your hands like a 12-year-old girl. They want you to pay attention to what's going on in the fight and do your job.
Kiesa said something along the same lines as that.
Pretty
also.
Much, yeah. So I was pretty upset, honestly. I was like, what? What?
Yo,
what?
Mario Yamasaki, the Grinch that stole UFC.
I like that.
Yep.
Not bad.
In brighter news, I just wanted to bring this up because I made it a pretty bad, tasteful Matt Hughes joke last week because that's what I do and
yeah,
I just forgot to
cut that one out.
Yeah, I mean I just I don't care out here, honestly. You know, if you don't like it, like I said before, get your own podcast, my man.
Good for
but,
you.
But good. That's Slim's go to. Like he'll just like pop in some shit, be like, yeah, good for him. Good for you.
Good
yeah.
for you.
But my man
good on you.
My man Matt Hughes is improving.
Yeah. Good.
Yep. More than a week after being struck by a train, he's showing signs of improvement. His family posted on Facebook saying that he's improving and continues to show.
Scotty, chill.
Scotty Thumbs
gone.
Feature number 8 in our episode. But he is improving and continues to show us in his heart and determination each day, the statement read. He has a long road ahead of him, and your continued thoughts and prayers will help him with the journey. So shout out to you, Matt Hughes. Hope you get back, buddy.
Definitely. I just want to say, going back to the UFC event, John Anik, this made me mad.
Mm.
His pronunciation of whatever word he was trying to say. Looks like nothing doing for this.
Oh yeah, you don't like nothing.
I didn't like that.
Slim doesn't like the term nothing doing.
Nothing doing.
Yeah, that's not his thing. That had him pretty heated last night.
I don't know why. I pick weird battles, but this is one that stuck out to me.
So yeah, apparently John Anik needs to cut out the shenanigans by
saying,
"Yo, I'm on fire tonight, son. I'm on fire.
Wow.
Put me out.
Wow, that was nice. That was icy.
No, I'm out here.
10-17 icy over here.
So you got anything to talk about, or are you trying to take a little break real quick? Are we gonna shout out our new sponsor, Felice Herrig's butt cheeks?
Shout out old Fat Buns.
Yeah, shout out to Felice Herrig's butt cheeks, the new sponsor of A&A.
Hell yeah, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back. We'll preview UFC 213.
Oh y'all, wait, what?
Or is it 214? It's 214.
Isn't that next?
What's this weekend?
I don't think we have anything.
Yeah,
this weekend,
I'm pretty
Slam.
Sure.
Sorry,
I'm
buddy.
Pretty sure. I think so.
Oh, I lied. You know why? Do you
why?
Know why I lied?
Why do you lie?
I didn't. Because nothing's coming up until July 7th.
Isn't there an Ultimate Fighter this weekend?
Nope. The Ultimate Fighter 25 finale is on Friday, stupid. It's the day before 214.
God dang it.
Yeah. So, that's going to be cool. That's headlined by Michael Johnson and Justin Gaethje, which is going to be fight. We got our man Mark DeCasey fighting Drakkar Klose.
Yeah.
And then Jared Cannonier, bruh. Big man versus Steve Bossy. And then Brad Tavares facing against Elias Theodoru.
I like Tavares.
Yeah, and then Jordan Johnson going against Marcel Fortuna. And that is on July 7th.
Nice.
And then on July 8th, we got UFC 213, Nunes versus Shevchenko. So that's two straight nights of fighting for me and Slim coming up. So, yeah, I think we should save that for next weekend.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we don't even need to take a break then. We'll just go on about our news and we'll end it there. So, Jermaine Durandamy. Stripped of her belt.
Yeah, they straight took her shit. Give me that.
Good.
That's mine.
Good.
Oh, that's how you're feeling?
Good. Get her out of here.
Yeah.
She's been in the dark about what's been up. Are you hurt? Are you coming back? Do you even have a Twitter? Like, what are you? So, the title fight is on. Cyborg versus.
Cyborg.
Versus.
Megan Anderson.
Choo!
Who's going to win?
Cyborg.
Really? Yo, Megan's no joke, though.
No. It'll be a great fight.
She's no pushover.
This is, I can't see anyone else really. The problem is who's going to fight Cyborg after this?
Ooh,
well, let's assume Cyborg's going to win. Who does Cyborg even fight? Who do they throw up there at 145?
Too early for me to say, Slim.
Fair enough.
Honestly, I don't know.
Maybe Jermaine will come back. Jermaine.
We'll see. I don't think she's down. She does not want to get in the cage with Cyborg.
She doesn't want to get in the cage at all. That's her problem. That's why she got her belt stripped.
I really feel like she's not feeling that 145 belt if it's being held by the Cyborg, which I don't think anybody is.
No.
Cyborg is the truth. She's going to dominate that division until she is old and decrepit. Even then, she's probably still going to be a top five contender.
Until she falls apart.
Straight up.
That's all I got. Lead the way. I'll look up something while you talk. Go ahead.
So, after pooping her pants, Justine Kish made the joke that shit happens.
Ah, that it does.
Good for you, Justine Kish. Way to take your poop and run with it. Where do you think Kevin Lee goes from here, Mr. Slim Bob? Slimmy in pants?
Honestly, so on the post-fight show, he called out Khabib.
Yeah, he is tripping if he thinks he's getting anywhere near Khabib, especially
Scotty,
right now.
Chill, my dog.
And Kevin Lee, let me tell you something, my man. Khabib will fucking destroy you.
Legit.
Destroy you, my guy.
Literally.
Like, don't even go in those waters, my friend, because you are not ready to tread those waters. You will get smashed and spit out, okay? Yo, Scotty Thumbs is going ham right now. What? Yo.
I think it's dinner time. Yeah, he's hungry. I don't know where your food is, bro.
Are you guys hearing this right now? This is Scotty Thumbs going on a my God. Fucking tirade.
Can we finish? Can we finish? Oh, golly. I gotta find my son some food.
Yeah.
Michelle Waterson is the latest fighter to grace ESPN's magazine,
so
The
lit.
Body Issue.
So lit.
Yeah.
So lit.
I'm trying to see this.
I would. Never mind. I was about to get really fucking gruesome on here.
Damn.
Yeah, I was about to get a little nasty for y'all. Yo, straight nasty. Up, I would suck on Michelle Waterson's boobs.
You would what?
Suck on her boobs.
Yeah?
Yeah. And she looks like she's like. She looks like she's one of those girls who will just say things for your satisfaction, even though she doesn't really mean it. And I like that.
You think?
Yeah. I feel like she'll call
me.
Oh,
just talk dirty.
Yeah, but like act like she's really, really into it, and she's just not. And I love that. Okay. I love that you know my
love
dick game is weak, and you're just making me feel great about myself.
I don't know. I want someone to be honest with me. You're like, damn, this good.
She just like stops and looks back at you like,
good
what
job.
Are you doing right now?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Is it in yet?
She turns on some porn like, that's what you need to be doing. Yo, the Indians are now up 13-9.
Wow.
Yeah, just straight
awesome.
Fucking taking off. They said, oh, you think you're about to beat us by 8? Not tonight.
Psych. Awesome. we're trying to pull together something for the Conor Floyd fight. We want to have a venue where everyone can come and drink and watch the fight.
Yeah, we'd love to do something like that. It's currently in the works. We kind of have a couple places that we're talking about.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys have any cool suggestions, or if maybe you're listening to this and you are the owner of a cool establishment and you're trying to, you know, do some business, we're all about business and we love to do it. because we like money and we like fights and we like beer. So if you mix all those up, great time.
Voila. You get a great night.
Go ahead.
You fuck. If you are a fighter listening to this podcast, or know a fighter who wants to be on this podcast,
and not like oh yo, my homie wrecked like two dudes in the streets like 4 years ago, and I'm like no.
Cage, we're looking for professionals or amateurs. Come talk your shit. Let us be your platform to get yourself out there. Let people know about you. We'll ask you some questions. We'll get to know you a little bit and talk about your fights. It's free promotion.
Yeah, and you know, we usually give beer to our guests. So
right,
if you like,
you
beer.
Can contact me on Twitter at Slim Cock, on Instagram at Shleazy Slim. That's Shleezy Slim. And we also have an ANA MMA Facebook page. You can get a hold of me on there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was just Slim, honestly, just shouting all his stuff out, because we actually have a work email that you can contact us at. It is A-M-M-A.
You don't even know.
I think it's either A_A_MMA.
That's the Instagram, isn't it?
Or maybe it's just AAMMA at gmail.com.
You're confusing people.
But, yo, we'll get that all out there anyways. But, yeah, if you want to follow my stuff, too, because, I mean, I don't follow my shit. My shit's whack.
Do you even social media anymore?
No, because, you know, I got, like, a job now and shit, so.
So, really take fire fun. Selfies or nah, something.
Nah.
Take selfies in your Slim shirt.
Nah, I'll be doing nothing. Slim shirt? I don't even got a Slim shirt.
No. Well, we need to get you one.
Whenever we get those Monty shirts out there, yo.
Ooh.
Wait till we put them bitches out there. It's about to be just my face, and I'm going to have just mad. Like it's going to be like the Young Thug cover where he was wearing a dress, except I'm going to be wearing a fucking penis suit. A straight penis suit. Okay. I'm going to be a large penis, and that's going to be like...
You look like a large penis.
That was good. That was good. Almost as funny as when I told you that you look like a dyke earlier.
That's inappropriate. It's 2017.
Oh, what? Dyke's not a cool word anymore?
No. That's not politically correct. Just like you can't call me a faggot. You can't call me gay.
Yeah, say the N-word, Slim, I dare you.
No.
Jamar pops out like, what?
Man, what? Jesus. But yeah.
We are totally not sexist or racist or...
homophobic.
Yeah, or any of that shit, really. You know, we love all you guys, so...
I hate everyone.
Yeah, some hates everyone, and...
But I'm okay with
everyone. I mean, I get my moods, too, where I'm kind of in a bad mood, but...
What are we even talking about?
I don't know. We're kind of really off the fight subject. I was looking up who Kevin Lee should fight next.
Oh.
And,
yeah. Not Khabib. Maybe not
if,
Tony.
Maybe
because
if
he,
Michael
he,
Johnson gets this fight over Justin Gaethje.
Didn't he already beat Michael Johnson?
Kevin Lee did not beat Michael Johnson.
Okay, fair enough. He called out Tony Ferguson on the after show, and Tony kind of said, hey, sit down, bud.
Yeah.
You're not shit.
What about Kevin Lee trying to get his revenge against Al Iaquinta? Avenge his first MMA loss ever. That'd be a good one.
I would like to see that.
That'd be a dope little fight.
I would like to see that. I think Kevin Lee can go far. He just got to build his brain. He's only 24, you know, and he's...
Yeah, and I also, just, you know, kind of from my perspective, and this is weird for me because I'm usually the one to promote the person who just, like, talks shit and wears weird clothes, but Kevin Lee's swag to me is just whack.
You think?
Yeah.
You think it's, like, hip-hop-esque?
I mean, sure, yeah, it is, but that's not, it doesn't, he's just whack to me. He's just corny, like, when he was walking
corny
up,
Colby Covington?
Corny Colby Covington. Like when he was walking up and getting like his pat down from the ref, you actually Snapchatted that last
time. Yeah, oh my lord.
Wild to some T Grizzly. And you know, I mean, T Grizzly's tight and everything, you know, I'd be going ham too, but my man's just he's too much. He's extra. He's wild. And I don't, like, you can tell he's just doing stuff for the camera, and he's just whack to me.
That's fair.
But, I mean, if you want to come on the show, it's all cool, Kevin Lee. I'll totally write all my
bring me some
wrong
Cartier glasses. The ones that got broke by
That would be Kiesa. That'd be like the dopest, just, you know, present, show present. We've already gotten two cool show presents. What if we just straight up got, yo, Scotty is just like blowing our spot up.
It's time.
He's blowing our spot up.
He's letting us know we need to wrap it up.
Right.
Scotty's the bell right now.
God damn.
He's the light.
Ding, ding, ding. Sound effects coming soon.
Hopefully. We'll get in that. Shout out Ray Roberts.
Yeah.
WIRR Modeling.
Yeah. He's not going to be our sponsor for too much longer, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's running dry. He'll need to send me more money.
It is, yeah. His 10 weeks are almost up, so.
I'm going to shout out the network sponsors, the Aqueduct Brewery.
Yeah.
Go get yourself a nice brew. And Rain Clothing. R-A-N-E Clothing.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to shout out our other sponsors, Felice Herrig's Booty.
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out, shout out to my dad for making this fire chicken today. Fire chicken with some noodles, and he made me corn on the cob. Shout out to my dad.
I hate
and
you.
That dinner he made. Shout out to the Indians for now being up 15-9, just literally blowing my fucking phone up with the runs. You guys are awesome. I can't wait to see you go to the World Series. Shout out to my bank account next week. Shout out to
Now Scotty wants to be quiet.
Shout out to Scotty Thumbs for always keeping it real with us and letting us know when it's time to stop. I'd like to give a shout out to Lousy Weather Media for always hosting us and our really cool show. Shout out to our like 25 listeners in Munich.
Whoa, we got a lot more than that,
bro. Let me finish. Our 25 listeners out in Munich, okay. Germany, who fuck with us. They fuck with us out there in Munich, Germany. We fuck with you out there in Munich, Germany also.
Shout out you guys.
Yeah, you guys drink mad beer. I fucking love you guys. We can't wait to be out there. So also be on the lookout for that. Monty and Slim take
international.
No, Germany 2017. So
we're going this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll be... Bro, we're going to be popping. Like 3 months from now, we're going to be so popping. It's going to be stupid.
We're going to get checks like that, huh?
Oh, my God. It's going to be so stupid. Number one MMA podcast in the world.
Goals.
We're going to be... we're lightweight trash. You know, we're corny or whatever. But, like, we admit it. And, like, you know, we have our moments. I mean, it's kind of just like building this cult base of people who listen to us. I mean, we got listeners in Japan, yo. Who else is fucking with us out in Japan?
Nobody.
No. Like you.
They actually follow a lot of people from the network. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, don't. Okay. Make it sound
like. Okay. I'm sorry. We gotta support our brothers. We're not in this alone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We got all the other podcasts too. Shout them out, Slim.
I'm not. No. Not today.
We got. let's see how
your memory does.
Let's see how many podcasts.
All right. We're number 8.
Okay. So we got the main show.
Yes.
We got Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Right, C4.
We we got I Can't Read.
Right.
I Hate Everything.
Close.
Damn, I Hate Everything.
Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Cheer and El Horadano Diablo. Horadano Diablo.
Let's see, how many? My personal favorite, the Lousy Weather Media Wrestling Podcast.
Right.
It's
actually just Lousy Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
the shittiest wrestling podcast in America.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I think I'm out of them.
I think I'm
out of them.
You got two more, actually. The Unbelievables.
Yeah, the Unbelievables. Yeah, shout out to them. They're funny. They're awesome. They kick ass.
Keeping it
99. 99ers.
Not 100. Just 99.
Nope, straight 99s. Damn, I forgot about that. Yeah, shout out to you guys, man.
And soon to be the headliner, I believe, a new podcast will be joining the network.
Ooh, what?
Yeah. It's My Catcher, and I don't remember who his co-host is, but he is the owner of Rand Clothing.
Oh.
And he's got his own little... music podcast too.
Yo, that's sick. So, it's gonna be a music podcast.
Basically, yeah, they're really into metal.
I feel like
nah, that's they're metal dudes.
Oh,
I don't think he likes rap. He might. I don't know.
Yo, we should have like a little like lousy weather media mix.
I'm supposed to go on Unbelievable sometime, but
we should make a little hip hop mix. You know what I'm saying? Be like a. It'd be like, what's Drake's shit he's got? OVO Radio, except it'd be Lousy Weather Media.
Oh,
radio.
I know what you mean.
And it'd just be us Chance, mixing up some shit.
Me and Chance are actually working on that right now. We're going to come, we got a page called, that we're working on, it's going to be called Good Neighbor.
Right, right.
And we're going to share everything. If you got music, if you got anything cool that you're doing, we want to shout you out and promote you and help spread the word.
Yeah.
So it's going to be called Good Neighbor. We're going to put together some things like the Good Neighbor Volume 1. It's going to be rapping. Sick. Obviously us. And we're going to find some other rappers if there are any good rappers left in Akron.
It's a dying breed.
There's a couple. Shout out Kudzi. You ever listen to Kudzi? I'll show you some Kudzi later.
Yeah, Kudzi's like friends with some of my friends.
Yeah, Kudzi's good. I like him. We're going to do like comedians, the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody volume.
Likes to laugh.
We're going to do like beat makers.
Right, right.
Just, we're going to hit up beat makers. Be like, hey, bro, send me a beat.
Straight beat.
Boxes. We're not rapping over it. We're going to just have a collective, if you will.
Man, we are just so fucking out
here. There's so many things in the works. It's great.
We
I love
are literally
it.
Just reaching planet fucking Neptune right now here at Lousy Media Studio. I mean, we are so next level. The shit is stupid. We might not sound like it. I should have had a little like music drop. You know, I should have had a little sound effect for that. But you know what? We're working on it, okay? Because when we're popping, we're gonna be popping.
Popping.
Mark my words.
Wait for it. Episode 12.
Episode 12, bitch. And we just finished it up and it was so good.
See you next time.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.